Well, whatever about this year, 2024 is already looking to be a busy year on the concert front. Fans of Taylor Swift, who didn't manage to get early tickets last week, are trying to secure one today for her Eras tour, which is heading for Dublin's Aviva Stadium next June. It comes as Coldplay this morning announced two shows in Croke Park for August next year. Let's get more from Alexandra Ryan, founder and CEO of Goss Media, who joins us now. Alexandra, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. It's a very busy week for concertgoers.
Very busy week indeed. Now, Taylor Swift has created quite a bit of hype around her upcoming tour. She played here in 2018 and there was plenty of spare tickets then, but not this time around.
I know. It's bizarre for me because I was one of the people who were given free tickets to actually go and see her in Croke Park in 2018. And she was brilliant. It was a very good gig, but everywhere you looked, there was empty seats. So it's very interesting to see that now it is becoming one of the biggest gigs in the history of Irish concerts, it seems. Today alone, 150,000 people have been in the queue trying to get tickets. So it's interesting to see that it seems like during COVID, she basically just kicked off again. She got very popular in social media, in particular on TikTok. She released new music and a kind of new generation of Swifties have been created. And I've never seen anything like it in all my years of showbiz. The interest, the obsession. There's about 500,000 people that have registered to try and buy tickets.
Goodness.
Keep in mind, there's only 65,000 tickets per night, so there's going to be some very unhappy and sad people who will not be able to go.
Now, Coldplay, who also played Croke Park in 2018 and were a roaring success back then.
Yes.
What about now? How has their popularity gone down? And bearing in mind, there will be more tickets for those concerts than there will be for Taylor Swift's concerts.
Yes, there's going to be two nights for them, August 2024. I think they're just as popular, if not more. I remember people saying that 2018 gig went down as one of the best gigs that they've ever seen. So many friends went. And we actually had to break this story yesterday because one of the girls in the office here, they were just trying to see how to get pre-sale tickets in the UK, not knowing they were coming to Dublin, but they are coming to Dublin. You can actually go to coldplay.com. You can pre-register. So this is what we're seeing a lot of since COVID, I think. A lot of pre-registering, queuing, waiting, VIP tickets.
A queue for a queue.
And some of the tickets for Taylor today, a lot of parents are giving out that there's VIP tickets left for €700, but then you can't buy the tickets for €160. So I definitely think things have changed. But Coldplay, if you're a fan, you have to try queue for those. I'd queue for them over Taylor.
Alexandra Ryan, CEO of Goss Media, thank you very much for speaking to us on the programme today.